Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Lake Mills head wrestling coach Alex Brandenburg. And Coach, let's start first coming into the season. I know you guys had some building pieces from last year and got better last year and looking towards this year. Talk about the offseason and getting ready for the season, Coach.
We had a lot of young kids coming back. We have a really good sophomore class, probably one of the strongest, if not the strongest class we've had since I've been here. So we went to a couple wrestling camps this summer and got some good experience. Went down to Luther camp down in, actually hosted it down in Bettendorf, and each kid get about 10-15 matches. And then we also went to Grandview one day and I think wrestled 4 or 5 duels. So we got some good experience and so we're pretty excited about the season coming in.
Coach, let's talk about the start of your season. I know you guys have been busy here at the start. You've done some stuff with some Minnesota teams, and you've wrestled against some good opponents in conference play a little bit as well. Talk about your start to your season.
Well, the first night we went to Garner and wrestled Garner, Newman, and Nashua. And goal that night was to come out with a couple wins, and we did end up beating Newman and Garner, so we were happy with that. And we were missing two kind of key pieces to our team that started the year hurt, so it's nice to get two wins there, and Nashua kind of took it to us. They're depending on which poll, preseason poll you've seen, been out, they're anywhere from 2nd to 4th or 5th. They have a lot. They have a really good dual team. They have a pretty good kid at about every weight. So, so it's good coming out of there 2-1. The following 2 days later, on, I think it was December 3rd, we went up to Blue Earth for a 8 or 9 team tournament, all Minnesota schools, and we didn't wrestle great that day, but we came away with a couple champions. I think Lucas Oldenkamp at 106 and then Steve Brandenburg at 138. So those were nice to have a couple champs there. We turned around the next week, and we were supposed to have a quad at Manly. It ended up being a triangular because North Union didn't come up, and we wrestled really well that night, got 2 wins over St. Ansgar and Central Springs. So I thought that was the best we had wrestled up to date. And then and Saturday the 10th, we went over to Emmitsburg for a 13-team tournament, and we got 5th out of 13. So I'd say that day went okay. We had some kids wrestle pretty tough and some maybe still struggling a little bit. But we got 5th out of 13 and had 3 champs that day. Oldenkamp and Steve Brandenburg won it again. And Hayden Helgeson also won the 126-pound bracket. Having 3 champs, you know, with 13 teams, the 14 weights is pretty good accomplishment. And then we wrestled. This last Tuesday, we wrestled Albert Lee at home. It was our first home meet, and that didn't go very well. We were expecting, I mean, we got them on the schedule so we could, you know, have a good team on there and compete with them, but they just took it to us. We only ended up winning 3 out of 14 weights and lost, I think, 52-15. So that was kind of disappointing. We just realized that night we got a long way to go. In terms of conditioning and technique and maybe just a little toughness. And then today we were supposed to go to the Battle of Waterloo, but unfortunately the weather kind of hung us up there. And I know we didn't end up going, and I know Clear Lake didn't end up going. I don't know if other teams didn't make it over there, but that would have been a fun tournament to see where some of our kids were at. But instead, tomorrow we're going to plan on going to Britt. Wes Hancock had a 5-team round robin, and they like to have 6. So Sanger and the AD there were nice enough to allow us to swing down there and get some matches in. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, of course. Let's keep on to today's matchup with those teams there in Britt. Obviously, the El De Leon tournament. Some really good teams, some really good wrestlers. So I know you're losing some matches that you kind of wanted to see, but still going to see good competition.
Yeah, West Hancock has a lot of good kids and a nice team. And Central Springs kind of in the same boat. They have a nice team. And then we get to see be the only chance we get to see Sumner Fredericksburg, so that'll be kind of nice. West Ben Mallard is there, and then AGWSR is another team we don't get to see often. So it'll be really nice to see Ackley and Sumner, two teams we don't usually get to see. And it's just nice that we were able to get matches. I mean, yeah, it's disappointing that we don't get to go to Waterloo and wrestle some of those bigger and best schools in the state, but I mean, this is a good fallback. So again, I appreciate those guys being gracious enough to let us hop in and get some matches, especially when we actually wrestle West Hancock in a duel Tuesday. So some people might have said, you can't come, we're gonna wrestle you the next week, but yeah, so we're fortunate enough to have nice people in our area that let us get opportunities.
Coach, obviously, you know, you've had some areas where you were a little maybe different results than you were expecting, but obviously there's had to been some positives so far in this season. Do you feel like there's been some positives?
Yeah, I'd say the most positive thing is just the culture of our wrestling room. All good kids, don't really have anybody that's, you know, seems arrogant or, you know, just, I don't know, they just a good attitude. I don't really have to worry about them on or off the mat. They're good kids. I don't think I have to worry about anybody failing a class or getting in trouble. It's just the vibe in the wrestling room has been amazing this year, maybe the best I've ever had. We're just great kids. They work hard, and it's been a very, very enjoyable season, and we'll just continue to improve, and we got one key kid still out with injury. I think we'll get him back after break, and who knows? I mean, hopefully we can position ourselves with a chance of, you know, being a borderline dual team and getting to a regional and find an regional, maybe we can sneak through the state duels.
Coach, one other new experience for you this year. It kind of funny. You mentioned earlier Steve wrestling for you this year. What's that been like this year, Coach?
I don't know. I try to do the best I can as treating him just like any other kid. I mean, even in one day in practice, I kind of got after him, reminded him that in here, I'm your coach, not your dad. At home, I'm your dad, not your coach. So we're trying to draw that line, and I feel like I've done a pretty good job with that. I will say, you know, it makes you a little more nervous when he's about to come up, but he's been on the mat a lot, so I don't worry too much about it. And I think he understands that. I think he kind of understands that, you know, the idea now that, you know, I'm going to treat him like the rest of the kids, same expectations, and I think he's adjusted well to that. So, yeah, it's a new dimension, but we try to keep him in the same boat as the other kids. That's kind of the only fair way to do it.
That's awesome. It should be very special for you guys and very cool. Well, Coach, best of luck to your team today in Britt. We really do appreciate you stopping and taking some time with us, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We really appreciate it.
That's Lake Mills head wrestling coach Alex Brandenburg.